around the globe, it's time for your RM World Travel Connection with Robert and Mary Carey and Rudy Maxa on the SSI Radio Network.
Let's buckle up as the show begins. Rome, well, I take you around this great big world.
Connect with the show anytime at rmworldtravel.com or on social media at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Here we go, everyone, with hour two. Mary and I welcome all of you back to America's number one travel radio show. It is just past 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, August 9th, 2025. We are headed to Vancouver after the show to begin this week's big Let's Go America Tour Alaskan cruise. Next week at this time, we're going to be broadcasting from Haines, Alaska. You can follow all of our travel starting on Monday on our at RM World Travel social channels. Of course, you do that on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X. And as we begin these next 60 minutes of the program with you, we're going to check in with show friend and longtime pilot, Les Aubin, get his thoughts on a few things top of mind with us.
Yeah, definitely. And ironically, the last time Les was on the show with us, Robert, he and his wife were aboard the Seabourn Ovation with us
last October, right?
In November. And that's when we were sailing the Mediterranean for 10 days with a number of show fans. And here we are departing for another Seabourn cruise with show fans. So not planned, but here we are. So for our newer listeners, Les Aubin is a retired American Airlines 777 captain. He's an experienced lifelong pilot, a senior contributor to Flying Magazine, and perhaps you've seen him on TV news networks. He's also an aviation analyst. He's here with us now on the show hotline.
Well, that show hotline has been busy today for sure, Mary. Les, great to reconnect with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Always great to be with you guys.
Thank you. Feel the same way. You know, 2 weeks ago on this program, we were joined by Secretary Sean Duffy, and during a pretty engaging chief travel leader conversation, he asked us on air, which was we thought was funny, to tap our national audience, show guests, show relationships, to solicit creative thoughts or ideas on ways to positively improve all areas of travel in our country. So from your perspective as a pilot and a longtime airline captain, what would be atop your wish list or a suggestion to improve travel in America?
I know this is going to sound a little crazy, coming from the fact that I locked my door, you know, when I was up front in the pointy end of the airplane. But what I found is walking through the terminal, walking onto the airplane, loading bags, the more employees, whether they be flight attendants, pilots, ticket agents, the more they can be trained to smile regardless, the more relaxed customers and travelers will be. I'm finding so many serious faces whenever you go into a lounge. Now that I'm on the other side of the door, mostly, I sit in that lounge and I watch these folks, and it's drudgery. And sometimes all it is just a simple interaction to make people feel like they're customers, and a smile starts it off.
Yeah, you know, that's an easy do.
You know what? I love that. And that is so true. That just sets the tone and the attitude. All right. So thank you for that. I do want to talk about Air India. I do realize your experiences included the Boeing 777 and other larger aircraft like the 767 and 757. But I do want your thoughts on the Air India crash. It was a Boeing 787. It happened in mid-June. We've seen several different reports. You're seeing the same reports as well, that potentially it looks like the senior pilot was not flying. It was the co-pilot in command. The fuel had been shut off to both engines. What are your thoughts on this? And could it be a design flaw in the 787? Any general thoughts?
But is it even feasible to shut it off like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I'm glad, Mary, that you brought the qualifications ahead on other airplanes, because it's very pertinent from the standpoint of all of those airplanes that you mentioned that I was qualified on, the 777, the 767, the 757. Mm-hmm. They all have the same fuel control switches that the media is focusing on, and so, as is the Indian Accident Investigation Bureau. So it's important that folks understand that these fuel control switches, what's now being told in the media or to the media in the investigation, is that these were actually manually moved. And the significance of that is they're difficult to move. We call them bat ball switches. You literally have to pick them up and move them aft, or if you're starting an engine, you move them the opposite direction forward. So there's no way they can slip, that they malfunction. Somebody actually moved these switches. So what you mentioned was the captain was not flying, you're correct, and we call him in that particular situation, he's acting as the pilot monitoring. The pilot flying was the co-pilot. Both of them eminently qualified. the way the investigation is leading so far, and they gave a preliminary summary of this investigation, is the fact that it's not a Boeing issue. Now, there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there with electronic things and so on and so forth. What frightens me about this thing is that, and I really don't like to go down this road, but that's apparently where the accident investigation is going, is that this was done from a nefarious standpoint.
Okay.
And the reason I say that is because I'm a database person, as we all should be in these situations. The accident investigation summary report indicated that not only do they have parties to the investigation, which is proper and in the process and protocol, but they had subject matter experts, SMEs. And that is not unusual, but to mention it in that report, and these SMEs were aviation medicine experts and aviation psychology experts. So what it says to me is they're going down an interesting and, to me, very frightening road, which we have seen before in German wings. There was an Egypt Air crash, something similar, which basically, you know where I'm going here.
Right.
Is that somebody in that cockpit decided to take that airplane and commit mass murder.
And that's why we had to ask the question, because we're all seeing this
really
right now.
Wanted your opinion.
And I mean, the fact that what you just said is somebody had to physically move that. That's very
important.
And that
they weren't easy to move.
Yeah, no question
about
that.
And let me reiterate, and this has probably been told as well from other experts, is that, this is something that, you have to physically do.
Right.
I mean, that you can't mistake those switches for something else. You can't mistake them for a flap lever. You can't mistake them for a gear lever.
No, you know what you're doing. We hear you loud and clear on that. I mean, so
that,
there's more, I don't even want to think about that, but that's just, that's unfortunate. So,
And let me praise the Indian folks in their investigation for doing the proper protocol. They're being very methodical. It's not great for the families. They want some sort of what we call closure, I guess, on this kind of thing. But they're doing it in the right way, and they're taking assistance. The NTSB is also helping with the process as well.
Well, Les, we thank you for sharing that with us. So Mary and I, she mentioned in your setup that we are, after today's show, we are headed to Alaska, and that the last time we saw you when you were on this show, you joined us when we did that Ovation cruise in the Mediterranean. I'm just curious, anything that's still stuck with you from that? You only have about 30 seconds on it, but any memory from our travels?
Well, I think the memory that we have, just being able to spend time together, all of us.
We had a good time.
It was that kind of fun. What bad thing can you say about the Mediterranean? and Seabourn, I'll shout out to Seabourn. Just what an incredible class act that cruise line is.
Well, we're going to have more show fans with us on this trip. We'll have to do it again at some point. But really appreciate the check-in today. Thank you so much, and our best to you. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right. My pleasure.
Take care. Thank you.
See ya.
All right. Well, great to reconnect with Les Aubend. Listen, he always has such good information. I had a really good time traveling with Les and his wife.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Right now, we need to pause for a quick timeout while Bobby plays some sponsor messages. When we return in 3 minutes, it's the personal connection, and former Major League Baseball pitcher Steve Trout is on deck. Stay with us, everyone.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.
The hardest part about cooking or grilling meat, steaks, chicken, or fish is being tethered to a hot stove or barbecue and constantly checking it. Well, those days are gone. Chef IQ Sense is a smart, simple cooking sensor that goes into whatever you're cooking. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but wireless and much smarter. Just in time for summer grilling, they've announced a flash sale. Visit chefiq.com and use promo code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y, for 15% off. That's chefiq.com, promo code CARRY, for 15% off, or find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean Weight Loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link. Don't you just love it when one of your favorites comes back better? Raycon's fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic is back better than ever, now with active noise cancellation, and they're 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry. Noise cancellation is the one thing these everyday buds were missing. Now they're perfect for tuning out the noise around you while tuning into something great. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery life, and an icon returns. Get yours today for 20% off at buyraycon.com/carry with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds, or visit armworldtravel.com. True Home Security is having a system that's proactive, not just reactive. Old school security systems only react once the damage is done. But SimpliSafe at simplisafe.com/carry is different. It's designed to help stop crime before it starts with Active Guard outdoor protection. Protect what matters most and get that peace of mind today. You'll get 50% off your SimpliSafe system with professional monitoring. Plus, your first month is free at simplisafe.com/carry, or you can find that link at armworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors, because there's no safe like Simply Safe.
RMWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, from traveling through the air to throwing a baseball through the air, folks, that's the transition that we're going to make for today's personal connection. But first, we're sponsored by ChefIQ.com.
We all love enjoying restaurant quality meals when we travel, so let's make whatever you're cooking or barbecuing at home championship quality that's going to get you on the Food Network. Join us and use the new Chef IQ Sense. This is a cooking sensor. It's kind of like a meat thermometer, but it's wireless and it's a lot smarter. All you do is enter whatever you're cooking into the Chef IQ Sense app. You choose precisely how you want it cooked, whether you want it well done, medium, medium rare, rare, and then Chef IQ Sense continuously monitors and precisely predicts when it's done, sending an alert to your smartphone that you are ready to eat.
You know, this is a great product for Labor Day that's ahead. Again, it's the world's smartest, most simple to use wireless cooking sensor. As a listener of our show, you can take advantage of the special flash sale going on. Save 15% off today at chefiq.com. That's chefiq.com. Use promo code CARY, C-A-R-E-Y, or just find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
If you're a fan of Major League Baseball's Chicago White Sox or Chicago Cubs, our New York Yankees, or the Seattle Mariners, Steve Trout should have some meaning for you. His career as a Major League pitcher spanned the years of 1978 to 89, and he won 88 big league games across those four teams I just mentioned, with the majority of his playing years happening in his hometown of Chicago. Steve also has a passion for travel. He's created something to help make your travels a little more comfortable. He's here now for today's personal connection on the show hotline.
Steve, well, it is very nice to have you here this morning on America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you. Believe me, it's so nice to be part of this.
Well, appreciate your time for sure. So, listen, as Mary suggested, there's no question most baseball fans know you from your playing days with probably mostly with the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs. Personally, I've always been a diehard New York Yankees fan. I was actually a sophomore in high school when you were traded to my team, and I recall that because I had always been following Bob Tewksbury as he climbed through the Yankees minor league system, and he had had a really good year the year prior for the team before being traded for you to the Cubs. So listen, as a Chicago guy, you know, what were your thoughts on being traded to New York then?
Well, I always loved going to New York, and I loved pitching against the Yankees. And I was having my best year when they traded me at All-Star break to be part of the Yankee pinstripes. And I just went, I got so tight and tense being a Yankee that I couldn't throw the ball very well, unfortunately for me, for George Steinbrenner, and all the fans who I love so much. It just didn't work out good, and then they sent me to Seattle, which is a lovely place to go visit.
Right, it's a great time,
and
no question.
Play ball.
Well, that's an honest answer. So again, I also want to say thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you here. So we're going to get to your travel product in a few minutes, but I'm curious. You mentioned Seattle. It's a lovely place to visit. I agree. The team charter flights must have been a nice way to get around the country compared to riding the buses in the minors. I'm really curious. Is like, where did your love of travel start? Did it start from being on the road as a player?
Great question for me, because it really started in the minor leagues when we would, mainly in Double A, when I went to Knoxville, Tennessee to play ball, and we would travel by bus, sometimes with no washroom, going all the way into Florida. And we'd go past small towns and look out their windows, see the how they lived, looking at the beautiful terrain of Chattanooga and that South in Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee. And I kind of fell in love with travel then at that time of my life.
So it was the road tripping. I get that.
All right,
yeah,
so I'll ask you this question then, because, you know, one of the places that Mary and I truly love to visit over and over again, we'll do it again later this year into September to October, is Hawaii. You know, we're preferential to Maui. Certainly, we enjoy the island of Hawaii a lot. Kauai will always hold a special place in our hearts. But I'm told you spent time coaching baseball on the Hawaiian island of Molokai, which is not a very large island in the Hawaiian chain. The population is tiny, so you knew everybody on the island. They knew you. What brought you to Molokai?
Around 5,000 people live on that, and 6,000. Well, I was visiting a friend on the east side. He had an estate called Aoping, where they still had, he would hold weddings. It's an old Chinese home with a grocery store, and it had a gas station. So everybody knew Aoping, and he owned it. I loved being there, helping him with the land. And there was in the paper an ad to be the baseball coach for Moloka High School. And I went and met with Cammy, and it was only me and one other guy, so she had her both coaches right there. So I was coaching baseball in Molokai, loved the island, unusual place, of course, you know about the Leper Island.
Sure.
Right.
Highest sea cliffs in the world, the beautiful trail that goes down. I highly recommend anybody visiting, or I would go to visit Molokai just to take that wonderful trip down to the Leper Island, but you have to have a permit, so make sure you do that.
Okay. You've had a really interesting life. This is great. So I guess we're going to get to your travel product here, because you clearly you're not interested in retirement. So you love to travel. You love road trips. I love your slogan. It's called Catch a Nap that you're using. Robert and I have been trying them out. We're using their like catcher mitt like pillows.
It's called the pillow mitt. We love it.
It's a pillow mitt, just for our listeners. They're great for car trips. They're great for long flights, even camping, I think, any kind of travel, really. So share, you know, how you came up with this idea, and are you seeing success with the pillow mitt?
Yeah, your hand fits right into it, just like a catcher's glove or a baseball glove. I used a catcher's glove to prop my head up against the window, and about 5 years ago I decided, man, there's got to be a better pillow than what the airlines give you and what I'm seeing at the stores. And I then developed and designed the pillow mitt, shape of a catcher's glove. It works great. The strap I can use as a headband so that I can put the strap around my head and use it under my chin or against the window, or I can attach it to my car headrest or to my carry bag or my backpack. So it's for everybody, old, young, either hand fits into it comfortably. And I use it all the time when I travel, you know, so it's a wonderful product.
Well, and I would say, listen, if you're, you know, a lot of times, I mean, I coached my kids in Little League for years, and you appreciate it, Steve. We made it 4 years in a row to the championship game.
Wow.
Did not win the championship, and none of that. So I feel like I'm almost back to the Buffalo Bill days and so forth, right? You get there four times. But I bring that up because, you know, Little Leagues or just other organizations, they're always looking for fundraising ideas. I could see it certainly is a great idea for that, for sure, but it's a terrific way. And you know, folks, stevetrout.com, it's a very easy website, stevetrout.com. You go there, you can actually see the pillow mitt. You know, you were kind enough to send us two of them. We've been using them, really do enjoy them. And you know, it's great, as you just said, with that strap. There's no way that you're not going to be able to at least find a comfortable angle for your neck with
this
pillow.
And the size, I like the size. Yeah. I feel like the size is perfect. They're not too big, it's not too small.
Easy
it's perfect
carry,
for your neck. Yeah, it's great. They're good design. Steve.
It's dryable. It squeezes down to fit into a small carry bag, even a purse.
Yep.
I see people with their head tilted all the way to the side, and I want to say, man, you need to have this pillow, but I don't sell them on the airlines.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Hey, Steve, what do they cost for folks?
They're $20 on my website, and then I will, or $25, but that includes the shipping.
Okay. So for $25, you got, as you said, you can wash it, you can dry it, it folds down. So that's certainly terrific. Again, folks, the pillow mitt, you want to take a look at that. It looks just like a catcher's mitt, as you say, you put your hand into it. So, Steve, I'm going to ask you, you know, I know you grew up in a baseball family. Your dad was also a ball player. I played baseball in college, but God did not give me anywhere near the same ability that you had, because certainly professional sports was not in my future. But, you know, looking back, what did you most enjoy about being a major leaguer and of all the places that it was able to take you?
Well, it did. It took me all over this wonderful country of ours, and I've given baseball clinics in Costa Rica and Panama and even in Bangkok, Thailand. The meeting people along the way, being asked to do things for kids, maybe a hospital visit to hand out baseballs. Those things to me were just part of the great part of being a baseball player, that what it offered you, what it brought to you and to your the way you could go right. and meet people, and they would already think, wow, you know, we see you on TV, you're a baseball player, and they would immediately like being around you, and I thought that was a great part of it.
Well, and if you could go back right now to your playing days, Steve, how much would you have loved to have had a pillow mitt, not just for you, but for all your teammates
especially on the bus rides?
Yeah, well, I'm hoping still to have all the Cub players use one as they travel. Like I said, the airplane travel was pillow was no good. But, yeah, we did. At first, we did have commercial flights, and then we went to charter, which really made traveling a lot easier.
Oh, no, I'm sure that made a major difference. Well, Steve, listen, it's been very nice to connect with you. Really appreciate you being a show fan out there of our program. So thank you for that. Folks, the pillow mitt, you know, go buy one, go buy, you know, 10. Steve would love if you buy, you know, a couple cases of them. Website, stevetrout.com, stevetrout.com. Great connecting with you, Steve. Maybe at some point we'll be out in Chicago again. We'll catch a game there at Wrigley, okay?
We'll take you to the ball game. No problem. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Steve. Take care.
You too. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was fun to catch up with Steve, and I remember him well, actually, from that trade that happened. Right now, we're going to take a quick break for some bottom-of-the-hour messages. Next, it's the right stuff, folks. And still to come, Mary and I will talk Alaska before we depart for America's 49th state.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.
Hey everyone, Robert here to share some important information with you. Listen, whenever or wherever you travel, we want you to be protected like we are at travelguard.com/carry. Don't put your finances, personal well-being, or your time at risk. Travel safe, travel smart, travelguard.com/carry. It's cents on the dollar compared to what travel costs. Plus, you'll have a skilled team available to you 24/7 to pretty much take care of any situation you encounter. Check them out and get protected before you head out at travelguard.com/carry. Or as always, just go to rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
If your spine needs extra TLC, then you need a mattress from helixsleep.com/carry. Each Helix mattress is designed for specific sleep positions and comfort, and with 20 unique mattresses, you'll find one that's right for you. They also let you try it out in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Take the 2-minute Helix Sleep quiz to get matched with the perfect mattress. Head to helixsleep.com/carry and save 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. helixsleep.com/carry for 20% off, or visit rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com.
Sometimes we all need a vacation, a celebration to bring us together now. America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by helixsleep.com/carry. Well, the early access Labor Day sales just started, and if you act today, you can save 20%. A great mattress can make a world of difference in your life. And unlike a lot of mattress companies, Helix owns their own manufacturing facility, and every mattress is made here in the USA by a team of skilled manufacturers and shipped directly from their facility to your door. Now, this is terrific quality that's affordable, but to find out which mattress will work best for you, just take their sleep quiz to find your perfect mattress in less than 2 minutes. Then this personalized mattress is shipped straight to you free of charge, and if you're not satisfied, they'll pick it up. You'll receive a full refund. Helix offers a lineup of 20 unique mattresses, including their award-winning Luxe and Ultra Premium Elite collections. They also offer the Helix Plus, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and the Helix Kids mattress that's endorsed by child sleep experts. As a fan of this show, you'll receive a 100-night risk-free trial, and I should add that these mattresses have been named by GQ and Wired magazines as the number one mattress. And many leading chiropractors and doctors call it a go-to solution for improving your sleep. So act today. You can save 20% by visiting helixsleep.com/carry, and you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Well, regular listeners to my show know we talk a lot about travel, but we have one of the dean of travels and an old friend of mine, Rick Steves. You know his name. His guidebooks sell more in America than any other guidebook brand. He leads about 30,000, or his company leads about 30,000 tours a year to Europe. And all he does is think about travel even more than I do. And I wanted to talk to him about technology in travel, because technology is certainly changing things with social media, driving people to certain places. And I'm going to keep an extra segment. In the next segment, we're going to talk about places you can go to avoid some of the overcrowded places in Europe, like Copenhagen and Amsterdam and Venice. But let's start with technology and travel. Rick, I'm sure you travel with a cell phone, obviously. Is there any other technology you take with you when you're on the road overseas?
You know, I'm pretty low tech, Rudy, when I'm traveling. And of course, you have to have a cell phone these days because you need to make reservations, and a lot of things just assume you've got a cell phone. Since COVID, my beat is Europe, so I just know that the most crowded sites in Europe, many of them don't even have box offices. You must make a reservation in advance with a timed entry. And for technophobes, that is kind of a problem. But otherwise, it's just smart travel. Another thing I've noticed from a tech point of view is many countries are almost cash-free now. Iceland was first that way. And I was just in London for 10 days filming, and I don't believe maybe I went to an ATM once just to get some hard cash, but essentially everything I spent was by tapping my credit card or my debit card. On public transit, you tap in and you tap out. It's a beautiful technology. Yeah. But I don't use any other apps or any other gear. I just have my cell phone and my old-fashioned guidebooks.
Well, you wrote the guidebook, so you know it. I will say this: you are absolutely right. I am astounded when I go to Europe that I don't change any money. I don't need any cash. I might get maybe $50 in local currency to tip housekeepers and that sort of thing, but of hotel rooms. That's about it. Now, I know a lot of people will use apps. I know you know where you're going, but if you don't know, if you're in Paris for the first time, look up. You know, you can go to Google and say, what are the 10 most popular things to see, or what are the 5 best art galleries in Paris? So that's helpful. But Rick, what I want to ask you about your phone is, do you use, when you're calling back to the States or around Europe, do you use the same carrier you have in the United States, or do you get a SIM chip and put it in? What do you do?
You know, I haven't used a SIM card for ages. I got myself in with a carrier that has a good, generous policy for international phoning, and I don't even think about it. I just use my phone like I do at home. You just got to remember to have the international codes and so on. A lot of my European friends, they vary into WhatsApp, and that's my guides and so on. You know, they all communicate in WhatsApp because it's much, much cheaper, and it's kind of the standard thing in Europe, more so than the United States. But I've just got a program that gives me great rates for calling in Europe, and I'm just so thankful for the power of the cell phone as I travel. You know, I like maps, but I understand that the GPS is the way to go these days. And I think that's the major thing I use is a GPS. And you mentioned crowdsourcing earlier and social media. To me, it's not a good source of information. I don't want advice from people that have only been there once. You know, I want advice from somebody like you who's been there a lot of times. And really knows where is a good place, you know, for a gourmet pub grub in York or in Edinburgh. So you don't want just crowdsourcing stuff, because that gets yourself into this whirlwind of people who are gamed by people who are trying to be number one on TripAdvisor. And pretty soon everybody's eating a certain Tex-Mex restaurant in Paris. And then you ask them, why are you eating at Tex-Mex? Oh, it's number one on TripAdvisor. Well, that doesn't mean it's good. That means that a lot of people have been conned into recommending that place, and maybe they're even getting, kind of gaming the system. And a lot of naive travelers that don't have other information are just going where everybody's going. And there's also this strange phenomenon of Instagram spots. Yes. Whenever I see a strange gaggle.
And TikTok, Rick, TikTok.
Gaggle, TikTok, yeah, I guess that's what it is. And I'm just an old traveler, you see. But whenever I see an inexplicable gathering of American tourists jostling for a spot on a pier in the Cinque Terre or on a stump in the Swiss Alps or in a church in Rome, I wonder, what are you doing here? Oh, this is where you come for your social media shot, you know.
Right.
And the people don't even know the name of the place they're in, but they line up to get the shot you're supposed to get.
I know the tune. Let me interrupt you because we got to take a break. But stick around. Okay. And we're going to talk about go there, not there. We'll be right back.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.
You know something, everyone? Too many deodorants, well, they just don't work for those of us with an active lifestyle. That's not the case with Mando, as it's ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula, it's pH-optimized and capable of blocking odors before they start. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for sensitive parts. Get 20% off site-wide with code CARRY, that's C-A-R-E-Y, at shopmando.com. You can also find a link, as always, at rmworldtravel.com.
If you're a yo-yo dieter, you should know that that can be dangerous. It can actually increase your risk of health issues, including heart attacks, strokes, type 2 diabetes, and others. Lean weight loss is a natural studied supplement that helps maintain a healthy blood sugar, control your appetite and cravings, and burn fat. If you're tired of losing weight and gaining it back, Lean was created for you. Give Lean, L-E-A-N, a try at TakeLean.com. That's TakeLean.com, and you'll get 20% off with the code CARRY, C-A-R-E-Y. TakeLean.com. RMWorldTravel.com has a direct link.
Hi, I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their jaws are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/balance or text BALANCE to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code FAST, or text FAST to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code FAST.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text FAST to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. We're in the middle of conversation with the Dean of American Travel Writing and certainly tour guiding, Rick Steves. Rick Steves runs about 30,000 people a year on tours in Europe, and his guidebooks are the best-selling guidebooks in the United States on Europe. We'll return in just a moment, but first I want to tell you, whether it's back to school or a special celebration or just treating yourself to good quality products, you should visit our sponsor of this segment, MyStore.com. It's a great place to find more than 500 different products. We like and support MyStore because you're actually spending your hard-earned dollars with American companies that support values imported to all of us, not just giant tech websites, big box stores, or other unfriendly realtors. So check out MyStore.com and use the promo CARRY to save on all your purchases. CARRY is C-A-R-E-Y. Mike Lindell created this second company to support American entrepreneurs and bring manufacturing back to our country. MyStore.com offers great products from companies that don't have a way to market their products and reach you, but now they have a voice and a platform for all of us to support. You'll find all kinds of products covering the gamut: automotive, bath and beauty, books and movies, clothing, food and drink, garden and patio, home improvement, household essentials, kitchen and dining, pets, religious, sports and outdoors, toys and games, and more. So spend your money with companies who love and support our country. Go to MyStore.com and be sure to use promo code CARRY to get big savings as a fan of this show. You'll also find a link at RM World Travel by looking under sponsors. We're, as I said before the commercial, we're talking to Rick Steves about traveling. Rick, there has been a lot of publicity lately about over-tourism in cities in Europe, popular cities in Europe, Venice, Barcelona, and Copenhagen. And there's actually movements of people trying to get the city to limit the actual number of tourists that come to the city a year. And I wanted to talk to you about what we might call, you know, go here, not there. Take a big name place and choose something that's maybe not there but nearby and maybe even better.
Yeah. Well, a big part of my work lately is spreading out the crowds, because more people than ever are traveling, and they're going to the same places at the same time and complaining about the same crowds. So, yeah, you could take away the top 10 most frustrating and mobbed places in Europe, and Europe would still be a wonderful place to travel, and you wouldn't have any of those crowds at all. So what we're looking for is alternatives. Instead of going into the Colosseum in Rome, see the Colosseum from the outside and then walk 15 minutes away to the Baths of Caracalla, just as impressive ancient Roman engineering, in a big green park with no crowds at all. It's just not as famous. Another dimension, Rudy, that's very important is going what I call second cities. Everybody goes to Edinburgh. What about Glasgow? Everybody goes to Lisbon. What about Porto? Everybody goes to Dublin. What about Belfast? Everybody goes to Berlin. What about Hamburg? All of these second cities are essentially as interesting as the first cities, and you get better prices, more smiles, and far less crowds.
I think all those are great suggestions. Let me throw a couple in that aren't European. I would, instead of going to the beaches of Brazil, consider the beaches of Uruguay. Keep in mind that when it's summer here, it's winter there, so choose your season appropriately. And instead of going to the French Riviera, which, by the way, doesn't have great beaches. It's got great mm-hmm. nightlife and great high-end restaurants, but the French Riviera hardly has a beach. I remember going once to Saint-Tropez, and it took me forever, number one, to find the beach, and the beach is about 3 feet wide in sand. So consider going elsewhere in France or the beaches of Spain, for example. In the United States, maybe you want to think of Savannah, Georgia, but it's pretty crowded. You might want to consider Natchez, Mississippi, or instead of Boulder, Colorado, Bentonville, Arkansas. What would you say about, say, Copenhagen, which we know is overcrowded, Rick?
Well, I mean, if you go in the peak season these days, any popular city in Europe, it's going to have crowds. But you just got to remember that everybody wants to go to the marquee destinations in these cities. And, you know, you can be paying top dollar and dealing with lots of crowds at Tivoli Gardens. But you got a wonderful community cultural center outside of town called Bakken, B-A-K-K-E-N, which has almost no tourists and really filled with Danish culture. So a good traveler equips themselves with good information and understands what their options are. As a guy who spends my whole world, I spend 100 days a year in Europe. I've got 100 colleagues that work with me. We are busy looking for alternatives to the Saint-Tropez and the Tourmalinas that you're talking about. On the Amalfi Coast in Italy, it's a great place. But everybody goes to what? Positano, because that's the famous one. That's where the movie stars are. And that is so greedy these days. It costs $100 just to park your bus to let the people out. What I did was I went back last summer, and I looked all over the Amalfi Coast, and I found a couple of towns that just are delightful. And you get triple the Italy for one-third the price. And that would be the towns of Miori and Minori.
Right, just down the coast, yeah.
Yeah, but all over Europe, you got that. But you do have to make a little compromise. Down in Iberia, if you are on the inland side, the Mediterranean side of the Rock of the Gibraltar, you'll get the Costa del Sol, nicer, more calm weather.
And let me add that Europe is smaller than the United States, and train service is generally very efficient and quick, so you can get around much faster. Rick Steves, you can find out more about him and his tours and his books at ricksteves.com. Rick, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Rudy, nice to talk to you. Happy travels.
You as well. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, here we go again, everyone. One more segment to go before it's wheels up for us as we go catch up with Seabourn Quest and some of the show fans that are traveling with us. This segment of the program is sponsored by simplysafe.com/carry.
Whether it's locking up before a big trip at night or before you're off to work or running some errands, we all want to feel safe. And there's no safe like Simply Safe. Whether you're traveling somewhere near or far, have peace of mind that your home or small business is always being looked after.
You know, they have everything you need to make your place safe, including AI-powered cameras, live monitoring agents looking over your place 24/7. The best part, it costs less than a dollar a day. Go to simplysafe.com/care. You're going to save 50% as a show fan. You can also find a link at rmworldtravel.com. Look under sponsors.
This year on the show, you hear us covering states for the Destination Spotlight. Just last hour, in fact, we featured Illinois. Back on February 1st, it was Alaska, as we're going in alphabetical order, and we connected with Visit Alaska's CEO, Jillian Simpson. So since we're headed there once again when the show is over, we thought we'd have her back to help us preview what's ahead on the show over the next 2 weeks.
Well, that makes sense to me, Mary. Jillian, I know it's early for you up there in Alaska. Good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. It's great to talk to you guys again.
Well, great having you on the program again with us. So listen, America's number one travel radio show has given a lot of love to your state this year. Unfortunately, Mary and I, we're going to miss the Alaska State Fair during our travels to your state on this trip that we're about to begin, as we're going to be cruising the Inside Passage next week and the week after. But I did mention it during our preferred travel panel discussion on the program 2 weeks ago when we covered state fairs and festivals. So it kicks off this Friday, August 15th. Since the show is being heard in Anchorage there on AM 700 KBYR radio, share where the state fair is and what are some very Alaskan attractions or foods, if you will, for folks to come experience.
Oh, well, the state fair is one of the highlights of the summertime, especially for all of us in South Central Alaska. So it is in Palmer at the state fairgrounds. It's something we look forward to all year long. And there's a ton of rides. There's amazing Alaskan vendors and all sorts of artisans that come and create so many cool things. But I think really the highlight for everybody is checking out all of the amazing produce that has been grown with the long Alaskan daylight all summer long. There are huge vegetables, and there's all sorts of course, you know, wonderful animals that are there to see too. But I think the rides everybody loves, and there's also great performances. This year, David Spade is coming up, and Weird Al Yankovic.
All right. Okay, well, someday we will get there, Jillian, definitely. So I'm going to go in a different direction with you. Since Alaska is the only place in the world that has living cultures of Alaska Native people, we, along with some show fans, are going to actually experience this. We actually have a tour in Sitka where we're going to meet Native residents, and I'm really looking forward to it. Curious if you spend time with this community across the state when you're working on how to attract visitors and really get them to engage in authentic Alaskan experiences.
Oh, absolutely. Alaska always has been and always will be an Indigenous place, and it's such an important aspect for anybody coming to visit the state to really learn and become immersive within Alaska Native cultures. There's so many different ones across the entire state. In fact, we have 229 federally recognized tribes, more than any in the rest of the country. And so really, wherever you go, in particular in Southeast Alaska and in Sitka, there's definitely a lot of opportunity to interact and learn more about the living cultures that are here.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. So let's talk Fairbanks, because we really haven't talked a lot about Fairbanks with you. It is Alaska's largest city in the interior region, certainly offers a lot for visitors. I'm told that this summer marks 75 years of the historic riverboat discovery in Fairbanks. What can you share, you know, with us and our listeners about this experience?
Oh my gosh, this is like one of the best things to do. It's an absolute must when you go to Fairbanks, and we're so excited that the Binkley family is celebrating 75 years of operating the riverboat discovery on the Tanana River, which is one of the major riverways in interior Alaska. So it's an old stern whaler, which is the way that Fairbanks was founded, and certainly the way a lot of people got around before there were major highways and planes up here. And it is just a fantastic experience. It really tries to bring in all of the different cultural aspects about interior Alaska. So not only are you on the river, but you're also able to see authentic dog mushing kennels, Susan Butcher's kennel, actually, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. And there's flights that are coming by, so you can talk about bush pilots, and you visit Athabascan Village. So it's just a really cool opportunity.
It sounds that way. It sounds very much
get
so.
Immersed in Alaska. Yeah,
so,
it's great.
You know, we've got about a minute left with you right now, but, you know, whether it's the people, the food, the land, what say you, Jillian, that folks, if you will, give them a quick description of what it's like to live in America's 49th state?
It is the best place in the world. It is amazing. Everybody is super friendly. It's very laid back, and we are all obviously living close to the most amazing grandeur around us. So everybody really likes to be outside and taking advantage of everything Alaska has to offer, whether in the summertime it's long daylight hours, or in the wintertime it's being cozy and enjoying the northern lights. We really embrace all that this destination has to give.
All right, and since Mary and I are leaving right after the show, is there anything we need to make sure that we pack to bring with us?
You want to make sure that you're ready for the outdoors, and so that means gear of all different kinds.
Okay.
Gear up, Robert.
Extra bag there, so we're good to go. So,
layers.
All right. Folks, listen, you know, the website for all the information you're going to need to plan your own visit, and we certainly encourage you to go. I know we have some show fans that are going to be joining us on this trip. TravelAlaska.com, TravelAlaska.com. Thank you, Jillian. Really appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you. Have a great trip.
Thanks, Jillian. Take care.
Sounds good. Bye. Yep.
All right. Well, Mary, there we are. Travel Alaska, folks, is exactly what's next for us. Mary and I are headed to the airport for our flight up to Vancouver. All next week and the week after, it's the big Let's Go America Tour Alaska cruise. You can follow along, comment each day on our at RM World Travel social media pages. And next Saturday, August 16th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, well, this show will come to you from Haines, Alaska, so don't miss it, okay? Special thanks to all of our guests who appeared on the show today with Mary and me and Rudy. Thanks to our show team, our network affiliates, and our sponsors. And thanks to all of you out there who help make what we do America's number one travel radio show. Wherever you may be headed, let's go, America!
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.